This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. Is the Pope Catholic? No doubt you've heard that phrase used sarcastically to let someone know they've asked an obvious question. But really, is the Pope, Pope Francis, Catholic? 1 year into his papacy, some of Francis's actions and statements have had liberals and conservatives alike wondering because he so shifted the Roman Church's emphasis and tone. David Gibson says everyone's getting it a little bit wrong when it comes to Pope Francis. The Brooklyn-based reporter for Religion News Service and biographer of Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI joins us. Welcome back to WNYC.
Great to be here.
I've taken the framing of this conversation from a recent article you wrote titled, Yes, the Pope is Still Catholic. What is it that Francis is doing that is making people think he's not?
He's trying to reorient the entire discussion about Catholicism, and in doing so, reorient the church towards a new kind of perspective, actually an old perspective on what the church is, which, you know, as he's saying, it's not doctrine first. It's not all these principles and these rules and these things that you have to follow in order to become a believer, to become a good Catholic. It's about the gospel. It's about Jesus Christ. It's about how we treat each other. It's about mercy. It's about all these things that then lead perhaps to doctrinal formulations. But he thinks we've gotten it all backwards. So he wants to reverse that dynamic and that paradigm. And that's really unsettled and charmed people at the same time.
His representatives have had to tamp down rumors that he's going to let women become priests or that he's changed the church's teaching about homosexuality. Does this stem from Francis himself? Is he too much of a loose cannon?
To a degree, he is, or a lot of people think he is, but he wants to be. He wants to go out there and shake things up and to get people thinking.
What is it about Francis's message and his style that has people misinterpreting what he's saying?
He's saying things in a whole new different way. He's looking, first of all, at the church. He's not talking about you and talking about how bad the world is out there. He's saying we, as the church, have to reform. But he's also talking about mercy. He is the Pope of mercy. And people, I think, are confusing mercy with permissiveness.
How is this different from John Paul II, who was also bigger than the Catholic Church, also a rock star, if you will?
Very much. I think that's a good parallel. But I think the big difference is that Pope John Paul II and then Benedict XVI after him, they took the Catholic Church as a given. John Paul from Poland, from communist Poland, where, you know, you didn't question the church itself. You didn't talk about reforming the church. The church was a given. Then you went out and tried to convince the world to come to you to convert. Francis is doing it a little bit, almost the opposite. He's saying, no, the church, and he said this in his talk just before the conclave a year ago that elected him to his fellow cardinals. He said, we're too self-referential. He said, sometimes Jesus is knocking on the door of the church, not from the outside, but because he's been locked inside. He wants the church to open up to the world, to go out, to leave behind all of its internal fighting and all of this, you know, silliness often, and go out to meet people. By getting out of herself, the church becomes herself. It's a real different paradigm.
The Catholic Church, especially in America, has been undergoing what I'm calling a crisis of hypocrisy, with some church leaders caring more about protecting the reputation of pedophile priests than victims, for example, or spending resources on retirement homes while closing parochial schools, as Newark Archbishop John Myers has been criticized for doing. Do you see Francis's style leading to real substance, real change on a local level?
Yeah, when you put it a crisis of hypocrisy, you're talking just like Francis. If there's something he hits every day almost in his homilies, his daily homilies, it's the problem of hypocrisy in the church. And he does want to change that. His real reform is a change in culture and to get away from that, especially that clerical culture. And that's going to take time. He needs to appoint new bishops.
And he's doing this.
He's doing this. But this is going to be a bit like turning a cruise liner around. He's 77 years old. You need 5, 8, 10 years or so to cycle through, to change that system for appointing and promoting bishops and getting a new generation of bishops who are like Francis. Because the real problem is that, you know, people love Pope Francis, but what happens when they go to their local parish? They say, let me give this Catholic Church a second look. and they find some priest or bishop who's not at all like Pope Francis. He needs more like-minded pastors.
David Gibson is a journalist with Religion News Service. He's also the author of The Rule of Benedict. Thank you for joining us.
Great to be here. Thanks.
This is WNYC.